Sanders.
And then Professor Reed and Ralph discussed the protest movement and how protests are good at mobilizing people, but for the left and social justice advocates to achieve anything lasting, they have to move from mobilizing to organizing.
They haven't found a way to step it up, is the way I would say it. I
mean, right.
Trump comes in and he turns on the throttle toward deepening fascism, and they haven't figured out a way to step up their confrontation and their mobilization against Trump. Even their language is wonky. It's not up to Trump.
Right. No, exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, part of it, too, and I mean, that's quite an important perspective, Ralph, because part of it, too, is that the nostalgic reflections, and I think people from our era are as guilty of this as anybody else, the tendency to look back nostalgically on the youth mobilizations in the 60s around the civil rights movement or around the war, and to expect too much from protest, right? I mean, we were able to win what we won partly because the demands didn't fundamentally challenge the system, partly because with respect to the anti-war movement, I think Ho Chi Minh, Giap, and anti-war movement inside the military made it easier for us to win there. But we were able to win ultimately because there was a center of gravity, or because the center of gravity among the governing elites was open to a kind of liberal reformism that has not been the case since Reagan and especially since Clinton. But the practice continues, right? The practice, so protest has to presume some kind of neutral to sympathetic ear among the ruling class. We don't have that anymore. So protest can't do that work by itself anymore. Protest, Jane McAlevey, longtime organizer and now a sociologist also, makes a crucial distinction between what she calls mobilizing and organizing. And mobilizing comes down to marshaling the constituencies that you have to do stuff. And the focus of organizing is on creating a constituency that you need through deep connections with people. I mean, you know, our work with the Debs Jones Douglas Institute, like in South Carolina in particular, but elsewhere also, is focused on the premise that we don't have the base that we need to make the change that we want. We can't count on a sympathetic ear from the governing elites of whatever party. So one of the objectives has to be to take the approach of connecting with people who don't already agree with us to try to broaden the base to make the challenge. But I'm sure all of us on this call have the experience of going to the protest rallies where we see the same 200 or, say, if you're in New York, 2,000 people whom we see over and over again, and everyone feels better about it, but we don't have any impact on anything because we don't have, like, the sympathetic or open voices, you know, within, you know, the governing institutions anymore.
Well, you know, there's a certain pleasure that progressives get out of brilliant diagnosis of injustice, systemic injustice.
Right. No, that's true. And they will diagnose over and over and over and over.
So I thought it's an important distinction between mobilizing and organizing. Another one is discriminatory injustice gets people very angry,
right,
who are at the brunt of the injustice. But indiscriminatory injustice, which global corporations are very good at,
right,
from climate disruption, which floods and hurricanes, and who do you think gets the brunt of that? Usually lower-income people.
Right.
That doesn't get as much attention. And indiscriminatory injustice, to me, is a very neglected mobilizing and organizing concept. Stand up.